Tennessee election officials have finalized the ballot for next year's presidential primaries. That means voters will have their pick of 14 Republicans and 3 Democrats. But as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, the options for the candidates themselves just got slimmer.
This has been the season for insurgent campaigns. Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Bernie Sanders all have shaken up the primaries. But what if they lose? Time and again, they've been asked if they drop out of the race for their party's nomination and run as an independent. As of right now, they can't, at least not in Tennessee, says Secretary of State Trey Hargett.
We have what's probably commonly referred to as a sore loser provision.
That's right, a sore loser provision. It says people who lose their primary can't turn around and run again for another party or as an independent.
Anybody that's on the ballot will not be eligible to run under any other banner.
This does happen in other places. Hargett points to Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, who won back his Senate seat as an independent in 2006, despite losing the Democratic primary that year. But in Tennessee, that's against the rules, even for presidential candidates. And it turns out the state isn't alone. Ohio, South Carolina, and Michigan are also among those that say primary losers can't run as independents in the general election. For their parts, only Carson still seems to be thinking about an independent bid. Sanders and Trump say they've ruled it out. But no matter what they claim, sticking with their parties is their only chance in Tennessee. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.